This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
105.3 HD2 WWLFM. You are listening to The Food Show with the Fitzmaurices. Marianne and Tom here. And we have Bonnie on the line, I believe.
Bonnie is here.
260-6368 if you'd like to chat.
Oh, you don't think I'm busy.
Bonnie?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hi there. Come on in.
Good.
Good.
Tom,
you
quick
too.
Question.
Ask me.
All right. New restaurant on Metairie Road. Parlon's Cafe.
Say it again.
He is in Parlon. It's French.
It's French.
He is in Paul. A-R-L-O-N-S Cafe.
Where is it?
I can't say I know that one. It's a new. The restaurants are always opening, you know.
Where is it?
It's 1001 Metairie Road.
1001 Metairie Road. And
where? Like where and between it, what and what?
Between Bonneville, Oaklawn, and Rosa. Between Oaklawn and Rosa.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Used to be like a filling station or a time saver or something.
I remember that. It
was
a time saver.
Yeah, and now it's very plain front, but it's got an Eiffel Tower out in front and painted like kind of French colors, red, blue, you know, like the French flag, and a sign, and went by there. A friend of mine went by there, and it was, you know, the doors were open. It was like it was open, but they said, I think it's open in the evening. Because we went by the next day, a couple days later, and it was closed in the middle of the day. So I looked on your website, and it wasn't there. And, you know, I'm kind of curious. When you call the phone number, it's in French.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah,
you know, they used to have a French restaurant around there, but this is the first I've heard about it in a long time.
Yeah, you want the number? Does anybody understand French?
We better not just give it up.
Better not, no.
Yeah.
But
anyway,
I'll definitely investigate it.
That's one way, I guess.
And anyway, so it's kind of interesting. And if in fact, it turns out to be, you know, a really good French restaurant. Tell us all about it.
That would be a welcome addition to that area, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it sure would.
I mean, there's a couple of good French restaurants in town now, but that would be a really good one for there. I mean, Metairie has got a lot of good restaurants, and particularly on Metairie Road, but I don't know of a French one, so that would be nice. It'd be good to have.
Welcome addition. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you got the spelling. P-A-R-L-O-N-S Cafe.
Yeah. Parlon. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Yeah, but there were a lot of French and Cajun and other kinds of restaurants like that on Metairie Road at the spot that you are reporting on. And in fact, that place that you said was a time saver. It was a time saver, but it would later become a different time saver. I can tell you more about time saver
than you ever wanted to know. You know, I went out to go look for Monty's number, which we got to call him. Maybe we'll do that Wednesday.
Anyway.
Thanks for the tip, though. We'll check it out.
Thanks.
Okay.
There we go.
Thanks, Bonnie. 260-6368. What?
There was one other funny thing about that restaurant. And it was that I can't tell this story. I'm missing something really important.
In that specific spot?
Yeah. Right in that specific spot.
Okay. You know that today, since Doug started with the things that happened today, Jimmy Buffett's song, Cheeseburger in Paradise.
I just remembered
hit the
what
charts,
it was.
1978, what?
on the corner of Rosa and
Metairie
Road, there was a little nightclub. And the nightclub was operated by guess who? Major League serious musician.
Only Tom would know.
Somebody,
who knows?
Everybody knows who this is.
Who?
Well, I'm not going to tell you just yet.
If you know who it is, give us a call, 260-6368. We'll draw some callers out later, sooner or later. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Jimmy Buffett's song, 1978, came in at only number 32.
That's not bad, or is it?
I don't know. Anyway, I don't know if – I think Cheeseburger in Paradise probably got to be number one. I would imagine it would. Doug would know that. Doug, did Cheeseburger in Paradise ever hit the top of the charts? Is Doug even there?
Okay.
Oh, well. Okay. And then also Brandy. Brandy, You're a Fine Girl. In 1972, the year I graduated high school, was at the top of the charts.
Did you tell me
once, Looking Glass? What?
Did you tell me once that you think that the music of that
my high school era,
the 70s,
yes,
is absolutely and obviously the worst possible music.
Well, no, I thought the 70s was absolutely in the worst possible everything in all
possible
avenues and corners. But I was not really into music like you were. So, I mean, I'm familiar with a couple of things, but not really. So I don't remember that. 1978, that's a long time
ago. It came and went so quickly.
Yeah, it's 40 years ago.
I know.
41 years ago,
and
actually.
And even worse,
Yeah. 260-6368 is the number. That's 260-MENU. We are talking about food all by ourselves, so give us a call. And have we done a Porter and Luke yet, Doug? Because we should do
Porter
and Luke.
Yeah, we've done this hour or next hour?
Yeah, but we have two this hour, right? Have we done any this hour yet?
Well,
yeah. Okay, so let's fire off the first Porter and Luke.
Mm-hmm.
Porter and Luke, if they are doing this today, I would imagine it being the kind of comfort food local neighborhood place that it is, that there's probably red beans and rice on the menu today.
Ooh, let's hope
so. Special. And their red beans and rice are really good, and they are served with either sausage or a fried pork chop or a grilled pork chop or a ham shank.
Ooh,
and when the
ham
shank comes out in the dining room, it looks really, really great. Still have not tried it because I'm a boring creature of habit. I want my club sandwich when I go there.
Wow.
I did once deviate to the hamburger because the waitress, Brandy, said it was really, really good. And you know what? It was really, really good. And then I went right back again to my club sandwich after I tried the hamburger. But someday, I'm going to try the ham shank with the red beans and rice because it really does look good. Or also the meatballs and spaghetti look really, really good. Porter and Luke, everything looks really good coming out of that kitchen. They are located on Metairie Road at 1517, right next to the supermarket Kenseco, which is right next to Oakwood Heart, and across from Walgreens in that Metairie Road at Cotterfer Shopping Center.
Yeah, you know that whole little center there has got a lot of food-related things.
They've got a Biblos in there, too.
They do.
Yeah.
And that talk about a great restaurant. I think it is. Always has been.
You know, it's like I do really, really, really love that kind of food. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to be in the mood for it because it has such a strong flavor profile. Like, I could eat pasta. I'm eating pasta way too much again, but
it's okay.
No, it's not. That's not. It's carbs. It's really not good for you. But anyway, and I would love to know if the pasta in Italy is really different, because we talked about this once with Andrea, semolina flour versus whatever it is that we use, and maybe that's why the people in Italy don't get fat eating pasta every day, but
could
we do. Also, the fact that they walk everywhere and we don't. But anyway.
That would be my first guess, because they really do.
Yeah,
they just go and go and go. You know, midnight, let's go out and get some.
It is kind of amazing at 11 o'clock at night. You see everybody just going out to eat dinner, and they eat pasta and they eat pizza and then they go back and go to bed, you know. But anyway, so I love the pasta, and it's mellow. But the spices in Mediterranean food, like you can eat a sandwich,
mm-hmm.
and it's, you know, a muffalata, even olives, that's kind of a strong flavor. But the spices of Mediterranean food, and I do really love it. If you, like, I have to be in the mood for it. So I will go into a place like that and I'll go, oh, you know, I don't think so. Not today. Especially if it's early, you know. I don't know why. But anyway, it's just really strong flavors. And if you're not really looking for really strong flavors, then maybe you don't want to eat it.
Could
anyway,
be.
But I do like it. I do like it. You know what place in Metairie that I'm dying to go back to that I haven't been to since high school. And you're talking about
no.
About music from my high school days.
Mm-hmm.
Has anybody been to the Tower of Pizza lately? Talk about a blast from the past.
This is the one just off of Causeway Boulevard.
It's between Causeway and Bonneville and Veterans. It's actually in that shopping center right across the side street from Biblos Market.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember it fondly from high school days, but I haven't been in just about that long. And I'm sure it hasn't changed at all. I'm sure the tablecloths are exactly the same. And I'm just wondering who goes into places like that now. Because those were the restaurants back in that day. Those were the restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're much more hip and they're, you know, got a lot more atmosphere to them than a place like that. But, you know, you just kind of start out in a business like that. It becomes a family business. You keep it going.
Float along. Yep.
Well, maybe you're not floating on.
Maybe not.
Maybe it's good. Maybe everybody still wants it. Maybe people are ringing the, like Pizza Man, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's
Pizza
Man.
He never changes anything.
He's been around since the 70s, I think, maybe early 80s.
Into his next generation.
We used to take our kids there. It's absolutely the same as it was.
Love it.
I'm sure when Jude and his family come in, we will take them to Pizza Man, and, you know, they will throw the flour at the glass, and the kids who love to stand there and watch, I'm sure it'll all be exactly the same. But the generations just keep coming because it's like their thing. And and Tower Pizza may be like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think Mark Twain Pizza is like that.
You know, that's an underrated one there.
What, Mark Twain Pizza?
Mm-hmm.
He's a really nice guy.
Yeah. And his machine for making pizzas is very unusual. It's worth it to go over there and get a pizza just to watch them, watch what they do.
What do they do?
It's a method involving...
Jacques, if you're listening, give us a call. If anyone knows Jacques, tell him to call us.
It was a pizza that was made on some kind of rock. And it would sort of spin around in there, and it would go slowly as it turns, and sooner or later, everything comes out just the way
flat.
It's supposed to.
I think they toss it with their hands. I think they toss it with their hands. What's the point of that, tossing it with your hands? Why do they do that?
It's to fling it out to its outsides, and by doing so, the pizza...
The crust
starts expanding in an outward direction, and that makes it much thinner and much better in terms of moving the temperature.
I don't think even temperature cooking.
Yeah,
I don't think that Mark Twain's pizza crust is particularly thin. I think it's kind of like medium. Okay?
I would agree with you.
I think the Tower of Pizza, if I remember correctly, very thin.
Old line.
Like a cracker crust thin.
And I'll bet you they do toss it there. But look at what they do. They've got this thing draping over their hand.
Mm-hmm.
And they do this. Mm-hmm. And it flies out. And while it's coming up
spiraling
out there,
out.
And it's expanding. Mm-hmm. And then it snaps back again, if all is well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's makes your snowball.
I've never done that.
Well, you don't have to. Nobody will make you do it.
All right. 260-6368. I hope you're listening to 260-6368. We'll be back after the break.
We will. More of the Food Show. Hang on.
We are back. 260-6368.
Got plenty of them.
Tom.
Yes.
Guess what happened today in 1994?
A girl went out on a date with me? No.
Well,
not even that.
You might have gotten in trouble because we were married 5 years by then.
I was thinking about somebody.
Yeah,
else.
But that didn't happen. Yeah. Anyway, O.J. Simpson did his Bronco chase with the police, and then it got to be a phenomenon on television with gavel to gavel. And how does that affect you?
Oh, you gotta know.
I do.
It was the strangest thing. There was the chase.
Right.
And, you know, running around with the yellow.
Yes, the Bronco,
and,
yes.
Uh-huh. And we were watching at it was a newspaper called Figaro that I used to work for. And we were watching this on Figaro, and we were also watching it on the
What it had to do was that all the listeners that came to your show.
Yeah. They wanted to watch the
they were listening
to
it.
Chase.
They were, yeah.
And they were just watching it, and they would not go away, and they kept on coming and driving at top speed the entire time. And there I was. Nothing to talk about at all except look at this damn thing.
There you were.
And then it happened all over again when the whole thing went into the courts.
The trial, right.
And
the
trial.
Right.
And they would do like 20 minutes of trial, and then we'd take off again, and then we'd be 15 minutes later. They would come up and give us some more. And it turned my show, which was really only about,
six listeners.
Six. It wasn't anything like it is now.
Wouldn't have been able to hold on to all those listeners if it wasn't an interesting show.
Well,
happened twice. That happened once with O.J. Simpson when he got all those listeners from the gavel-to-gavel coverage after it was over. There you were, and they just started listening.
Yeah.
And then that also happened with ESPN Sports when people would be listening to sports, and then there you were, and they'd say, well, who is this guy? And then you got a lot of listeners from that.
Yeah, that's right. It kept coming.
Half of whom went away with HD2.
I'm always...
Let's talk to Sal.
This has got to be great. Hello. Sal, welcome to the food show. Come on in.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's good to see two of y'all on the radio now. Sounds good.
You ought to see her in
double your Fitzmaurices. Hi, Sal.
Well, I want to tell you, since it's National Vegetable Day, I want to tell you about the place that has the best vegetables on the West Bank, cooked vegetables. And believe it or not, it's at a Mexican restaurant. Now, I would never eat at a Mexican restaurant unless my wife loves it, but I would never go there unless I have to go with her. But going there, I found one dish I liked. It was a grilled salmon, and it came with grilled vegetables. And most people, when you get vegetables, they could care less. They just throw any kind of slop on the plate. These vegetables were crispy, crispy, delicious. And the salmon was a beautiful piece of salmon. The place is called the... Los Tres Amigos.
Okay. I thought you were going to say it was that place that's in Visco, so it's not that one. Where is that?
No. It's on the Palco between Manhattan and the Harvey Canal. But listen to this. Okay, I was going there maybe 10 years ago. I was going there for about 5 years. That's the only dish I ever got. It's perfect. Boom. They have a fire in the place. The place closes for about maybe a year and a half, 2 years. They reopen. I go back. They must have had a new chef. Those vegetables are terrible. They soggy.
Oh, no.
I couldn't even eat them. I quit going for 2 years. I went back the other day. Boom, the first thing I got the old guy back. Yeah, the vegetables are great again. They're crispy. They can't be beat.
Well, that's...
Than any fancy restaurant in the CBD or uptown any place, these vegetables are just fantastic. Yeah.
Okay, but see, now that proves the point that I was trying to make earlier, which is what's good for one is not good for the other. See, I don't like crispy vegetables. I don't like mushy vegetables at all. And if I had to choose between crispy or mushy, I'd go with crispy. But I like it when it's just that perfect sweet spot where it's firm. But you can stick a knife through it and it comes right out.
Well, maybe I don't like mushy either. Maybe firm would be all right, but I like them crispy where they still have a little crunch in them.
Yeah, when you hear the crunch, that's too crispy for me. So you see, what's good for one person is not good for the other, which is why that food reviewing is such a subjective thing.
Yeah, it's got to be. If it isn't, you're doing it wrong.
But you know what? We have the same situation.
We did.
You and I. My daughter is absolutely obsessed with Mexican food.
Oh, well,
so just about all that we eat is the Mexican food. You know, she loves it.
Crazy. If I never eat Mexican food again, I'd be happy. But I'm happy to go here and get this salmon because it's a really nice piece of salmon. It's only like $12, you know, it's a bargain. And plus they give you a little salad with guacamole on it.
Do you like all of that?
Yeah, he said the salmon is the only thing he likes.
Okay, because I found this is off all of the charts we have here to talk about it, but I think it's worthy of being talked about. If only I could remember what it was.
Salmon?
It's a salmon dish, right.
I'm a little...
You go to Martina Bella in the middle of...
downtown Covington. It was a little far for him. He's on the West Bank. But what's there, the salmon?
They have the salmon that they do. It's still very firm. He serves it with hollandaise, freshly made hollandaise, which a lot of restaurants do not. They buy this...
Wait, is this like cold salmon? Is this like smoked salmon?
No, they serve it warm.
But is it smoked salmon?
It's no, cured? This is grilled salmon. It was not
really.
It was not smoked.
Huh?
And you don't see that too much.
No, you
I kind of like it.
You
but
don't.
Anyway, they do
in a breakfast like a poached egg thing.
Yeah, it's good. I
with
had
grilled
it
salmon.
Like about a week ago.
Really?
Okay. Well, there's something out there.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. A few minutes ago, we were talking about. The time saver on Metairie Road, and there was somebody who went there, and it was wasn't exactly melded one into another. And I said, well, you know, I've got something on that I'll bet nobody knows the answer.
What's that?
And it came out right away that this was Rosa Avenue right off of Metairie Road.
Yeah.
And I knew something about that because the time saver used to have, believe it or not, it had a cocktail lounge.
No.
Well,
no.
I'm trying to think of a better word than that. But
is Sal still there?
Huh?
I hope he's gone. Sal? Okay. All right.
Anyway.
Okay.
Anyway, to finish this
cocktail
off, I was
lounge.
Trying to remember who this was. He was somebody who, if you saw it was him, you would say, what? He was... A major figure in his class, and I will tell you, he's part of a family.
Oh, so we're back to that original question. Let's see. Somebody might know the answer to it. Let's go to
Steve, though.
260-6368.
Steve, step right up.
I have no idea who he's talking about.
Well, you know, would you like some music?
Absolutely. I like good music. Absolutely. It's what I do for a living. You were talking before to Ron about the bourbon and the honey. I use bourbon and vanilla with butter on steak to cook when I'm cooking it.
You know, and there was a French chef about 20 years ago now, who was going nuts over the idea of serving meats with vanilla and things like vanilla. And great product. It never caught on, though, for some reason.
Well,
you like it, Steve?
I hate beets, but...
Beets?
No. Didn't you say beets with vanilla?
No, he said M as in meats.
Beef.
Meats.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I do. You just do the regular butter, put a little bit of bourbon, a little bit of vanilla, just to flavor it up a little bit, and then just cook the steak in it, and it's a very nice little touch.
Interesting.
All right.
So, and that's
you might, you
what
probably
I had on
like
that.
Steak and bananas then.
That
famous
be.
I've
dish.
I've never had
France.
It, but I would definitely try it.
Yeah, I wouldn't. So you can try it.
Yeah,
for
I can
me.
Have yours.
Yeah,
And I loved hearing that you graduated from high school in '72. So did I. Where'd you go to high school?
I went to Chappelle.
Chappelle. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I went to Fauché.
Ah. Okay. All right.
Well,
we're out. All right.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling.
Bye, Steve. Thanks.
Later.
260-6368 is the number. That's 260-MENU. So, Tom, I'm curious about this. This place that is now Parlon.
Parlon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was it on Rosa?
On the corner of Rosa and Metairie Road. You said there was a Time Saver with a bar there.
Yeah.
And that there was somebody that is well known.
Yes.
Who had.
Very, very well known.
Okay. All right.
Any guesses?
And no one's going to know. Well, someone should call for two reasons. One, because we need someone to talk to. And two, because I'm dying to get the answer to this. Mm-hmm. I'm riveted. I'm enthralled.
Well, so was I. And it was one of those things.
When did you find that out?
Elements. That were, uh-huh. This is worlds one collide. Of situations where, uh-huh. for some reason, I'm hooked in with a whole bunch of completely different people.
Yeah.
Which I always have liked.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Worlds collide, yeah.
But let's see if...
You have any other clues? No other mm-hmm. clues? Just that there was...
No, that's... If I don't want to give any more than that. There doesn't need to be... And
well, the show's going to be over in 25 minutes.
The family part is... If you just take a look at that, that's where the uh-huh. answer is going to come.
Okay.
Right there. All right.
Okay.
It's the food show. Oh, do we have an interesting, famous restaurant name today? Did we do that? Or
nope.
Did you know?
Okay. Nope.
The name of the guy was Mumtaz Mahal.
Mm-hmm.
He died today in 1631. Wow.
She?
Oh,
yeah.
For goodness sake. Okay.
Yeah.
She died today in 1361 from complications during childbirth. Her husband spent the last 20 years of his life and a lot of his wealth. He was the Mughal, one of the most photographed
sites. He was an emperor, the Taj Mahal.
In the whole world.
He built the Taj Mahal as a tomb for his wife.
And it came to be that
Indian restaurants are named.
Applied to yeah. hundreds of Indian
restaurants.
Restaurants, you know, there must be like millions of.
Do you
restaurants.
Like the Taj Mahal here?
It was still around. It's well, you know, wait, they you might know, be. They might. I think they are
on Metairie Road,
yeah.
isn't it?
Uh huh.
Well, yeah, it's on Metairie Road.
Right across
kind
the street
tucked,
from the place I'm trying to.
Kind of tucked away.
Anybody want to take a shot?
It's kind of a cool restaurant. I prefer it to the one that's on Nirvana. I prefer it to Nirvana. We're gonna take a break. 260-6368. We'll be right back. 260-6368. We have Regina on the phone.
Regina, welcome.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hear you perfectly. Nice to hear you, especially today.
Yes, I haven't called in a while. Hello, Marianne.
Hey there.
I have a question, honey. I heard that Sucre is closing. Are they closing everything? Will the place on the quarter still be open or not?
No.
I haven't heard
The whole thing.
Yeah?
Oh,
yeah.
They're all closing.
Yeah.
Hmm. Oh, gee.
Oh, and I think I remember what it was that caused it, too. But,
I was hoping that at least. Ooh, lightning is really bad over here.
You're on
the South Shore? Because I think that must have left here.
No, I'm in Slidell.
Oh, okay. It's coming back here.
I have one other question. Is it rude? And y'all might get two different answers because I have you both on the phone. Is it rude if you're in a restaurant to ask to taste something first, especially when it comes to soups or gumbos or salad dressings?
A lot of times they'll offer it to you.
Yeah.
I know they will, and that's the reason I was asking, because so many times when we go and I start inquiring about gumbos especially or salad dressings, I like mm-hmm. mine a certain way, and a lot of times they'll say, oh, we're happy to bring it to you. But if not, is it acceptable?
No,
you don't come out of the same cup or the same spoon or anything like that. If you were to ask just about any restaurateur if you can have just a sip of it, he'll always say yes, absolutely. But you throw that all away, you know, all that is gone.
As they should, and they will.
Yeah.
Sure. No, it's not. Not at all.
Okay, because, you know, I hate to order something and then not enjoy it. And but yet I just didn't know if it was. My husband is like, no, don't do that. Don't do that. And I'm like, well, I don't want to order it if I don't like it.
Yeah, and I also would go a step further and say that if I've ordered something and didn't like it, I mean, sometimes that happens where it's just not the way it's presented on the menu, and it, you know, it comes out and it's not anything like that, and you don't like it, then, you know, I mean, I've said that before.
Yeah, you're totally safe on that. Just ask for it. That's it.
There are people who will eat it and then say, I don't like that. That's something entirely different. Yeah.
Oh, well, sure. No, and that's the reason, you know.
You charge them for the full thing.
Yeah.
Well, and they should.
Yeah.
And they, you know, they absolutely should, because I think that that's just ridiculous.
Sure.
One other question, if you don't mind. Soft shell crabs on the North Shore. My husband loves them. Me, not so much, but he loves them. If I wanted to take him someplace, I know that, what is it, Empestada Cellars?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's the one.
Who y'all talk about?
Go there.
Go there. Any place in the Slidell area that you might recommend?
Slidell, yeah. Did you know that they have a new location for, oh, darn, what's
Gallagher's?
Gallagher's, yep. Gallagher, okay. his new restaurant, which, by the way, looks really great. It's very comfortable. But they absolutely have soft shell crabs.
But also, Sal and Judy's is not far from Slidell.
Sal and Judy's,
Absolutely. I don't know why I didn't even think about that. And any word on when the opening for...
Middendorf's is July 6th.
July 6th.
Middendorf's?
Good deal. Yes.
Yes, July 6th.
Well, there you go.
And you can be sure that's going to happen, because they,
oh, that's a,
they
that's
make
a
it happen. They make it happen. So July 6th is a pretty firm date.
Sounds good. Thank y'all so much. I'll stay
right.
dry,
Thank
honey.
You. Talk to you later.
Thank
Bye.
You. Well, no one has taken a shot at. Well, Gregory is here.
Yeah, he might. He might know. Hi,
Gregory.
Gregory,
welcome to the food show.
Hello, Marianne. Hello, Tom.
Hello.
Jeff Gregory, the gourmet whiner. what question did you have for me then?
There was a time saver on Metairie Road.
Oh, yeah.
And it was right on the corner of Rosa Avenue. And all of this stuck in my mind for a variety of reasons, too boring to go into. But someone wanted to know a little bit more about that, so I gave a little bit more and noted that as a clue, there were, I'm not going to tell you how many, but there were members of the family that were involved in this. And they had a nightclub right across the street from... Yeah. From the McDonald's.
And you said it was a famous musician, didn't you? Because that's what really piqued my interest.
Was he
a famous musician?
His name was?
I was going to say Pete Fountain.
No? No, this...
Al Hurt, maybe? Okay, yeah. I know. I only get one guess.
No, you got plenty of guesses. Go ahead.
Nobody else has even taken a shot at it. It's really obvious.
Well, okay, well, Louis Prima.
No, not that hot.
I'm three. I'm striking out here.
I was going to guess that. Is that right?
Oh, brother. I can't believe we can't get this.
Is that right? Is Doug's
Tom
guess
knows,
correct?
Obviously. He's not letting us know, Marianne.
Yeah. Well, I'll make him let me know. Okay. 260.
Well, very well known. Very well known.
Is it Connick?
Very well-known family, all of whom are serious musicians of the highest order.
Oh, Marcellus.
And what was the old man's? What was the old man's?
Ellis Marcellus. And I'm not even into music, okay?
Wow.
Ellis Marcellus sang and played the piano across the street from the Time Saver from back in the 1950s and 60s, I think.
Really?
That's before my time. And
me
you know,
too.
My dad was raised.
And he
not
was
far
great back then.
Yeah.
He was good even back then.
Well, he was terrific still. I mean, he's a
yeah, that's true.
Like,
yeah.
Thank God. Mm-hmm. Thank God we still have him. I mean, we just lost the great Dr. John. And
wait, Ellis Marcellus is still around? Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
I wanted to ask you. What
he
you
just
guys
played
did
in this little nightclub
day.
Every Tuesday. What?
I wanted to ask you what you guys did for Father's Day for Tom Fitzmaurice, the King of New Orleans.
Who cares?
I care.
No, we had a lovely, very long drive in which my daughter was showing off some work that she had done in a museum in Meridian,
terrific.
Mississippi. And so we decided to choose that as the thing to do on Father's Day. And I must say, I'm glad we did that because there are very few people in my life who come even within the milli-something or others to hear what my daughter is up to, which is just fantastic.
I know that.
Yeah.
Well, I just know she's a terrific kid. Both of your children are terrific. I just know that much. And I'm just happy you guys had such a great Father's Day. I was so lucky. I didn't want anybody. You know, my daughter lives in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
I'm divorced. My ex-wife lives in Los Angeles too. So I had my lady friend make me egg sardou, and we had some peak pools, and we had some peak pool dépannée, and the peak pool. And the reason
peak
why
pool.
We did the
no,
egg
that's
sardou,
a that's a completely legitimate wine grape.
It's a
I wasn't going for the joke
wine.
There.
You ought to pair it with some egg sardou made from scratch. I mean, with the hollandaise and the artichokes and the
sounds great.
It really was. It was just me and her and golf. Golf on television, that is. Golf on television.
Well, as long as it's on television.
That's fine.
Well,
that
like
works.
Golf.
That works.
Yeah, it certainly does work.
Have you ever been to Weidman's? We wound up at Weidman's for dinner yesterday.
No, I haven't, but I've heard good things.
Oh, it's fantastic. Fantastic.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I say the worst thing about living in New Orleans is picking out a place to eat at night.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
It's also the best thing about living there.
Right. You could go both ways on that one.
That's
all right, you guys.
Sure.
Love you
all
guys
right.
both. Bye.
Thanks for
Thank
calling.
Thank you for calling.
Bye, Gregory. 260-6368. Oh, gosh, now that we've got Ellis Marcellus on the way, I don't know what we're going to do for
I don't either.
We can talk about Porter and Luke.
Porter and Luke. Do we owe them a commercial?
Yes, we do. This is the last one, though. Porter and Luke
Porter
is now doing brunch on Sunday.
You know, and we haven't mentioned that till just now.
I know.
Well, it's a done deal, and it's a pretty good deal, too. You know, take a look around the menu there. It has more going on for a neighborhood restaurant than any other place I can think of. If you go through the whole thing and you wonder who is putting all the action together on this, it's just there's so much variety there. Well, you can play it easy. You can go in there and get a pasta dish. You can get a poor boy. You can get some other kinds of red beans.
Meatballs and spaghetti.
And meatballs and spaghetti and all sorts of other things you can get there. And you at the end of it all, you'll see that there's a pretty affordable price on that check there, much less than you were expecting. And I think you will probably wind up going there more often than you are doing now. But you wouldn't be the only one. It's Porter and Luke. They are in on Metairie Road.
Metairie
there's
Road?
A name for it. The Metairie. It's confusing though. The Metairie.
I don't know the shopping center name.
Metairie Shopping Center.
1517 Metairie Road.
1517 Metairie Road.
Brunch on Sunday.
Brunch on Sunday, and
it's not the only thing you can get though, because some places you can only get brunch. You can get the full menu, but also brunch if you want.
Fried chicken's good there too.
It is.
They do it
really
to
good.
Order.
Porter
Always.
And Luke. They do everything
Always.
To order. Porter yep. and Luke. 260-6368. Only 10 minutes left if you would like to chat with us now that we know the answer to the Ellis Marcellus thing. Oh, my gosh. What will we do?
I ran into him at something I was doing with Figaro or the New Orleans magazine when I was over there. And I asked him, Ellis, I said, you know what I remember about a part of your career? I wonder how you feel about it. And I told him I knew that he had been playing music right across the street from the Timesaver.
Oh, you told him that?
And he said, well, nobody cares much about that, but we've been doing that for a long, long time. And, in fact, he had, like, a cadre of people, his regular customers who would come in there, and they were really good. They always were. But then again, look what we're working with.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So
is that place still there? I mean, it's a building
there? The building it might be still there, but it's like about a half of, not even that much.
Is it on the same side of Metairie Road or the other side? Because the other side's residential.
It's on the
it's the veteran side?
Metairie.
The veteran side?
No, it's the
Riverside, Lakeside.
Lakeside. It was on the lake.
Yeah, yeah. So the veterans side. Yeah. Yeah, because everything else on the other side is houses.
Yeah, right.
That's all residential.
We ought to know about that.
unless you talk about that shopping center that's across the street.
Yeah.
Anyway, 260-6368 is the number. That's 260-MENU-STEVEN.
Steven is joining us.
What will we do without Steven?
Hello. I meant to tell you, last week I went to a restaurant over in Barataria. The La Family or something.
The what?
What?
It's on the West Bank in Barataria.
Uh-huh.
La Family or something.
Oh yeah. Restaurant Day for me. Yeah,
life for me, yeah.
Yeah.
It was very good. I had the soft-shell crabs. I thought they were a little small for the price. They were $25 for two, and I thought they were a little small, but they were very good. So
yeah.
It made up for it. So
yeah. Was it crowded?
Was it
busy?
It filled up for – it was Sunday lunch, and we were the first people there.
Uh-huh.
It was 11:30 or something when they first opened up. So there were 10 of us.
Uh-huh.
Everybody seemed to like it. I thought the gumbo was a little overcooked for that hour of the day.
Uh-huh.
The shrimp were mushy, but I should have probably set it back, but I didn't.
You should have tried it first, like that lady said.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And I also went to Walmart to try. I'm finally breaking down to buy a HD radio.
Oh, gosh.
And Walmart did not have HD radios. I even went to the clerk, and she came out and looked through, and she said, "Nope, we don't have any HD radios." And I thought a big box store would have it.
Well, must be you always pitching it, Tom. Everyone's there's a run
must
on HD radios.
Yeah, that's got to be
that's
it, I guess.
Wow. Well, Steven, there's always online.
Yeah, I went to Sammy's the other day, Friday, and asked them about the brisket that they do for Frangelicus.
Uh-huh.
And she said, it's not brisket. It's chuck, 80-20.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought everybody had said it was brisket, not
yeah, I thought it was brisket.
Chuck.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. I spoke to the manager, and she said, no, it's chuck. So I thought I'd get chuck at any grocery store.
Yeah.
But I might not be able to get brisket ground at any grocery store.
So did you get the brisket and put it with the chuck 80-20?
No.
Well, then did you give the meat?
And just go to Francesca and eat the burger.
Yeah, that's what I thought I would do.
Yeah,
and I would ask them when I went if it was brisket or whether it was chuck.
Okay, well, I'm going to text Scott right now and find out if it is, because I thought that's what it was. I got to get him some peanut butter. He asked me to bring him some peanut butter from Weidman.
I
so
sure
I gotta get
hope
that
we can.
Anyway,
you know,
all right.
He's been wanting that for years.
Thank you, Stephen. Talk to
you
tomorrow.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. 260-6368. I'm looking at the Father's Day that you have up on your gazetteer, Tom. And
I do.
It says that Father's Day was celebrated in 1910 for the first time. And I'm going to read this right off of the screen.
Uh-huh.
This is written by Tom. I think the reason more people are taking their fathers and grandfathers out to a meal on that day is that the wives and kids want to go out. And Father's Day is a fitting pretext. I also believe that most fathers, given their true wishes, would stay home while everyone goes out, as long as nobody tells him what to do, for a change. Tom said that for about 10 years, and I finally did take him up on that. I went out with the kids, and I left him home alone, and he didn't like it very much.
Oh, come on.
That's the truth. That's what you said.
I said that?
Yep, that's what you said. 260-6368. We just got a little bit of time left. Tomorrow, we will not be here in the chair. Justin Kennedy will be doing the show.
Oh, good. That's always fun.
Justin Kennedy will be in to give us a day off. Mm-hmm. And then on Thursday, we have Scott Craig, Francesca and Katie's Fame.
That's if everybody is still alive.
Thursday,
from the lightning thunder.
And then Friday we have Duke.
So we have Monday,
Wednesday we're doing the show, and then 3 days other people are doing the show. So you can call them up and talk to them. I know you like them because we get feedback from everybody when they do the show. 260-6368. If you would like to chat with us before we're off until Wednesday, we would love to hear from you, but just for a minute, because that's all the time we have.
Come on in. It's got plenty of
time.
Tom,
I don't know what you're going to do now. It's going to be storming when we get off the air. We were going to run on over and have some dinner, but...
There must be some place that will stand up
Well, we can use a very, very large umbrella that we have that we can never find, but we'll have to find it because it's going to be pretty stormy.
Yeah, it sure looks like
it. It was absolutely pouring when I ran in, and I was soaked when I sat in this chair. Or we could also just stay in and have the leftover muffalata from Bosco's last week, which is now kind of got stale bread. Or the hummus that I brought back from Zia, which is their Mediterranean hummus with the dried tomatoes and feta cheese. Speaking of which, I was with someone today who is related to the guy who owns Blue Runner. And
do you know what
he told me? An interesting fact. This is a kind of a shocking
fact. I've probably heard it before because he's on the North Shore.
Right. But he said that millennials do not open cans. They don't open cans. And I said, how does he know that? And he says they've got all this market research. Millennials do not open cans.
For any reason.
I don't know. So I guess they have to change the packaging or something, but it is absolutely, it's going to impact their business that millennials do not open cans. I mean, my goodness, what is this world coming to? These millennials are changing everything.
Yeah. Well, I kind of welcome that one.
What, cans?
Yeah, that wouldn't... erased.
Well, I know. It's like my mother's rolling over in her grave right now because she was like the can queen.
Oh, really?
And, oh, yeah. We had everything out of a can. But, I mean, not everything. Some things came out of a box.
Well,
but,
some things do, and you got to get rid of them.
We didn't eat a lot of fresh stuff in my house. She did make an occasional thing. She made meatballs and spaghetti, and she made that cabbage that she made me try all the time. But I think a lot of that came out of the can, too. Anyway. What can I say? Tomorrow, Justin Kennedy will be in the chair, and he'll talk to you about food. And we won't. We'll be off tomorrow.
Well, I think we'll live.
Yes.
And we'll be very entertaining as a result.
On Wednesday when we
tomorrow.
Return. Wednesday when we return. All right, everyone. Have a wonderful evening. Tom, you're going to give the sign off?
Good night, everybody. And next time we meet together... We're going to stay together.
WWL 105.3 New Orleans HD2 FM. We'll see you. Have a great evening.
Where the news is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.